Hi, Dustin.
Hey, you watching any World Cup?
Not too much. I'm not into soccer. Are you?
Yeah. No, I mean a little bit. Like, I mean, now that U.S. has advanced to the elimination round, I'll definitely watch that Wednesday night.
Right. We have in Spokane, we're hosting the Egypt team about a mile and a half from here. They're staying at the Northern Quest Resort.
That a nice resort?
Very nice, yeah.
Do you think they
Yeah,
rent out that
they.
whole thing?
Gosh, I don't know, but I know they. Somebody was asking what was going on with they blocked the streets off coming out of Northern Quest and did this, big thing, and I and everybody's saying, well, that was because they were escorting the Egypt team to the to wherever they play.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I'm outside and the wind's kind of blowing. Is it noisy?
No, not really. What are you doing outside? Doing some gardening?
Oh, I am fertilizing my flowers. Yeah.
Oh, fun. Good for you.
Yeah. Yeah. Last weekend was really awesome. Spokane hosts the world's largest 3-on-3 basketball tournament. And let's see, it's in its 36th year. Yeah. 36 years now in a row. And Riley Stockton, John Stockton's son, is the CEO. And it's amazing.
Where's that hosted at?
We block off downtown, all of the streets, and they put up 480 sport courts all over the downtown. And they had over 28,000 registered basketball players that wanted to play.
Nice.
It's huge, yeah. And then they have a dunk contest. They have the elite section where people like Gonzaga players are playing, where pick a team, and it's really amazing 3-day thing.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, it's cool. I think it probably brings a lot of money into Spokane because there's no way you can get a hotel room.
Now you say your guys' city over there is alive right now. You guys are having fun.
Yeah, it is alive. We are having fun.
Good.
What's fun there?
Well, it's summer. I'll just say that.
Yeah, well, it's always fun in the summer.
Always.
Yeah, I could do summer all year long, except, it makes it not appreciate summer maybe as much. I know when we go to Arizona and it's nice all winter, it is kind of nice to have a winter and a spring and, yeah, the four seasons, I like that.
Yeah, it's, I mean, it's not cold all year and it's not hot all year, so I mean, we get a little taste of it all.
Yeah, and I just keep hearing about all the floods in the Midwest and the hurricanes and tornadoes, and it's like, oh, geez. Glad we
Crazy.
don't have that. Yeah.
It is crazy stuff.
So what's your temperature been this week there?
80s.
Yeah, that's usually, we're about the same, I think. That's usually what we are, but for the Hoop Fest, it dropped down to like the high 60s, which was great for the basketball players. There weren't heat exhaustion cases and stuff like that. Yeah. Yeah. It was really pretty cool. And then they show the games on local TV, some of them, It's from everything from the little tiny kids to seniors, anybody that wants to play a 3-on-3 basketball game. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. That's gotta be
The
crazy.
organization of that is a nightmare.
Yeah, I could imagine. Yeah. I wouldn't
Yeah,
want to be in charge of
yeah.
that.
Yeah. Well, John Stockton lives in Spokane, and so his son is the CEO, and he kind of grew up with that Hoop Fest, and so a lot of volunteers. It takes thousands of volunteers, court monitors and refs and everybody volunteers.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty cool.
Fun stuff. Fun stuff. Well,
Yeah.
listen, I'll let you keep fertilizing your flowers. Don't let me bother you. I'll call you later this week.
Okay.
All right?
Bye. All
All
right.
right.
Bye.
Bye-bye.